Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Ah, Danielle, it's Ben Crenshaw.
Good morning, Ben. Hey, the Sheep Ranch at Vanden Resort opens on June 1st. It's going to be absolutely fabulous. I've just seen some of the most beautiful pictures of Sheep Ranch. Of course, it's a Core and Crenshaw design. SpaceX launches at 9:22, all things ago, hopefully. We'll have to see. Of course, I had to cancel because of the weather. Weather, partly cloudy, scattered showers, windward and Mauka today, mostly clear. Isolated showers on the leeward side. The low, it would be nice if it were down 68 degrees, could be 73. High today, about 90, but the trade winds are 10 to 20. Just put that sunscreen on because, of course, you're going to go play a round of golf. At Bayview Golf Course, there's a 9:28. We've got an 8:40 over at Poipu Bay. If that's too early, there's a 10 o'clock. Maui Nui has 11:24. Makaha East, an 11:34. It's a fabulous day to play a round of golf because we get to play golf again. Yes, I have a fabulous group of people coming in to the clubhouse to join us. Frank Nabilo, analyst and announcer, CBS Sports. Sutina Tekorin, Ka'anapali Golf, Women's Golf Day, of course, coming up. It's the virtual version. We'll have the real one, hopefully, in September. Peter Zuhl, executive chef of Addison Reserve, with Diana DeLucia coming in from Golf Kitchen, of course. Gianna Rojas, the one-handed lady golfer. She's got a lot going on. AdaptiveGolfers.com is her site, and there's something special happening. And of course, Lewin Mayer is calling in from Global Golf Coast Post, that is. She's in Scotland, and they're playing golf. They started on the 28th as well, and we've got the UK schedule. So just a fabulous lineup for you today. We're going to start off with Frank after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Frank Nabilo, golf analyst for CBS Sports, professional golfer who won 15 pro tournaments worldwide, two-time President's Cup International Team Assistant Kapanen, a member of the New Zealand Golf Hall of Fame, and he has the Nabilo Foundation, doing a lot of wonderful things. But right now, he is coming into the clubhouse. Welcome in, Frank.
Thank you very much, Danielle. I was listening to your weather forecast, and as usual, you were guaranteeing sunshine, so hopefully you could spread a little bit of that way, the Florida side.
Oh, yeah. Boy, watching the guys play the match, you know, and I think they got a little wet.
A little? Yeah, they could have been playing in wetsuits. You know, Brady needed another pair of trousers, but all in all, it was good. I think that gave, you know, gave golf a shot in the arm, and it also, it helped create a different audience. People are talking about growing the game, but just by bringing other people that are involved, you know, at the height of their respective sports on TV playing golf, I thought that was a great positive for golf right now.
Absolutely. It absolutely was. It generated so much excitement. And some people said, you know, this is what we need to do for professional golf. We need to add this into the, and I thought, that's interesting. How do we do that? Is there that much bantering, for a want of a better word, between the golfers when they're playing, or is it very straight?
Yeah, well, that's not possible. You know, I think people get confused when they see an exhibition match like that with so much dead time in between shots. You know, you think about it just logically, four players tee off, and then by the time they get to their respective tee shots, it's about 4 or 5 minutes. So you need to fill that time, especially, you know, live golf. So that's where mic'd up players and some of the other things that they were trying to do work. But in a regular golf tournament, people are complaining they don't see enough golf as it is. And I think they think they're going to get something different if we mic the players. For example, you know, I've already given this analogy this week a couple of times, but, you know, if I found out one of the distance, you know, we have yardage books, and every now and again there's mistakes. So if I found a sprinkler was 3 or 4 yards out, watched, say, PGA Tour Entertainment in the morning, say it was a par three, and I noticed a few, you know, several guys going long, and I'm on that very tee, and I'm talking to my caddy, do I want to tell everybody listening that I've found a mistake and actually give them a competitive advantage? So you're not going to actually get the truth when you mic up players. And also, you know, where do you, you know, where's the microphone arbitration? Who gets the mics? Who doesn't? Does it put some players' stock up? Not. Are we going to get some people just being fake on TV? It actually does detract from the sport, but, you know, everybody seems to know a better way to do TV golf these days.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, right now we're just excited that there is a new tournament to watch. It's real, it's new, it's live, and it's the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial in Fort Worth, Texas, June 11th, and you, Frank Nabilo, will be there. How excited are you about this?
I personally, I still can't believe it until it happens. With what's going on in the world, you know, I have family in New Zealand where I grew up. My daughter lives in London. My wife's parents live in the Far East. So, you know, this is a, obviously, state the obvious, this is a worldwide phenomenon. So for me, I just kept thinking golf was going to be pushed further and further back. So when I was told it was a month away, I'm like, well, maybe they'll change their mind. Then it was 3 weeks away. Now it's 2 weeks away, and I actually believe it's going to happen. So, and then I look at the field. You know, Daniel, they're going to have the top five players in the world teeing off. That's how desperate they are to play. You know, the top five players have entered to play. We couldn't get that on the Florida swing. So the players obviously want to play as well, and that's a perfect storm. We get golf, and we're going to have a great field.
Yeah, the top five, and I think 17 of the top 20. I mean, it's like a major championship is being held at the Colonial. And so many of these guys have, Rory McIlroy, it's his first time. Justin Thomas has never played there before. It's really exciting. Shane Lowry is coming. I was surprised. I guess he was stuck in Florida when everything shut down.
Yeah, well, a lot of the players, I spoke to Henrik Stenson, lives in the same area. Sadly, he's gone to Sweden. And he has to visit family, he has obligations there. But by virtue of that, the two-week quarantine when he goes there and the two-week quarantine when he comes back, that means that he's going to be out for a considerable amount of time. But generally a lot of the foreign players have come in a little early to try and get that two-week quarantine period and then get back on the circus. But you know, it's their job. They want to play. Obviously, they want to set a good example. They know they're fortunate. You know, unemployment's incredibly high. So the golfers themselves, you know, they've got family. A lot of them affected by what's been going on. So they're very, very in tune with the opportunity they have that's presented for them.
Yeah, it's great. There's not going to be any spectators. And I follow Frank Nabilo, CBS Sports, on Twitter, and it's Frank_Nabilo. Sometimes you made a statement about no spectators affecting the conditions on the golf course.
Well, yeah, I'm just curious because, you know, I was asked, what I think the difference is going to be. And obviously there's the visual difference. We know that there's no need to build stands. And the reason why I say that is the sponsor still needs his livery up there to display and the signage. So I'm curious on how that's going to be presented. We're not going to get the amphitheater to do. Other sports, when they get to play, if it's fanless, will still be in the stadium. So it'll still be recognizable. So you're going to see a Colonial fairly close to the way in which the members play. But to your point, I'm curious on maybe we mightn't see it at Colonial as much because it's quite a tight golf course. But once we get to some of the other venues, normally players, when they hit it over the rope line in the rough, they get trampled down rough. So the ball doesn't often sit down as much as what it does 2 or 3 yards off the fairway. So that actually could affect it. It could actually make the sport a little purer, drive it straighter, get a better lie. The further crooked you get, obviously you're going to get a win. But even our on-course reporters, they can't be as close to the players as they would like to be because you don't have the normal ambient noise. Players are going to hear them from 40, 50 yards away.
Wow.
So things will have to be a little different.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's go down into this field a little bit. Of course, the top five, Rory McIlroy, John Rahm, Brooks Koepka, Justin Thomas, Dustin Johnson. Dustin Johnson, watching him play at Seminole, he doesn't seem like he's quite ready for competition. His putter. You're laughing. Yes?
Yeah, no, well, I think a few people are going to be like that. Not every player can just keep practicing when they don't know when they're going to play. And I think Dustin would fall into that category where he'd probably go to the gym. He's fit, looks fit, but doesn't look golf fit. Other guys like Rory have been practicing very, very regularly. I'm curious, John Rahm, because John Rahm was playing so well at the start of the year. I know he's ranked extremely high, but you could argue that Rory was the only one better in the world at the start of the year. If he's in good golf shape, he could be a good fit there. I like Justin Thomas as well, even though Justin, it's going to be his first time purely because of shot shape, left or right. But Rory had to be the one that feels most affected by the 3 months off because he was arguably playing his best golf since 2014.
Yeah, and now let's take Phil Mickelson. Phil Mickelson, we just watched. He's won a Colonial 2000 and 2008. By the way, were you, I didn't know this, I didn't see this, I missed this, a fan cannonballing into the lake behind Mickelson as he birdied the last hole for the win. Were you there for that?
No, I wasn't actually, yeah. That's Crampton's Pond, yeah, as they call it. I got that wrong once, and Bruce Crampton reminded me. Yeah, so I can't call it a lake anymore, it's a pond.
Okay, I better adjust my score here. There we go, pond.
Yeah, there you go. Bruce Crampton, because he was runner-up on several occasions there. Purely by virtue of the second shot finishing in there, yeah. So I referred to it as a late one day.
Yeah. Phil Mickelson, what was your take on his game at the match?
He sort of amazes me. He's going to be 50, and I'm not saying 50's old or 50's the new 40. It's just we know it's the game has tended to get younger and younger over this last decade or so. But he's still trying to find a way to get down. He's a PR machine now. So I always get a chuckle out of that now. But that does make it entertaining. He's gone for a longer driver to try and get more distance. That is a little harder to be more consistent with. And at Colonial, he'll find another way to play, which I imagine, the iron comes out more. There's only two par fives there. There's no real need for him to hit bombs, as he says these days. So he'll find his own version of finding fairways, but he's still got it. He can still putt. His chipping is still marvelous. His bunker play is outrageous at times. He's still a great watch, and I just keep thinking, is Phil trying to, how long is he going to play on this tour? And at the moment, he doesn't want to go to the older man's tour. He wants to stay on this tour and prove to the young guys that he's still got something to give. I like that.
Yeah.
That's all.
I do too. Yeah. I don't really even see him moving into the Champions Tour. I somehow see him doing something else. I don't know if he'd be a great announcer, but somehow the way he's taken on social media, he's got so much to say, so many opinions that, he's always, during Ryder Cups, he's always the first one to lambast somebody or make some statement. Have you heard anything about what he plans to do in the future?
No, and I wouldn't believe it right now because it's Phil the entertainer. Phil realizes that as long as he keeps people guessing, then they're going to watch. His golf game still stands for itself. But yeah, you're right. That social media persona, I think it's part acting as well, which is what people want. It's some of those fireside chats. They're entertaining because they're not the Phil that I know. But they're funny, and that's what entertainment's meant to be. But the Phil when he gets inside the ropes is still a very serious about competing, and I like that. So we see a lighthearted version. I'm not saying it's not truthful. It's just to me, it's more entertainment. But we see a very very truthful guy in between the ropes that's still trying to shoot as low as he can. I like that sort of juxtaposition that we're getting out of him. Yeah, it's not the same.
It isn't, and it's great. It's not vanilla.
Anything other? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, Matthew Wolf. We all got to see Matthew Wolf at Seminole, and it was interesting watching Rory tell that young whippersnapper that, I still got it, kid. That was fun. He's got game.
Yeah, he has. He's different. He's a long-hitting version of a Jim Furyk, and I like the fact that he appears on the outside very unconventional. So to all the other kids that are trying to pick up a club for the first time and don't look copybook, he's a good role model for them. So, Jim Furyk, I remember his when he was going to go to college, and he was getting recruited in one college. I can't remember which one it was, but they said to his dad, look, we can really help your swing, your son's swing. We can change it. And for Mike, you know, Mike Furyk, he just said, great, that's all I needed to know. My son's not going to your school. So, you know, Mike was extremely instrumental in Jim retaining his DNA, golfing DNA. So with Matthew Wolf, I see the same thing. You know, golf can be played in so many different ways. This young generation, I look at Morikawa, who's outrageously good and probably not getting enough credit out of the bunch. You know, and we're just seeing a little bit of diversity in style and in the way in which they convey their emotions and obviously the way in which they play. But, you know, I think it was a tough crowd for Matthew Rolfe. You know, he's up against, you know, some heavyweight players there in that match. And some might say he was a little out of his league. I don't think so in his golfing skill. Just really, he's very new to that sort of spotlight. And so Rory, you know, it was kind of good. Poke a little fun backwards and forwards, but it'll do him good in the long run.
Yes.
But he is very talented.
Yes. All right. Ryan Palmer is a member at Colonial. I don't know if that is, when they're playing a tournament like this competitively with all these guys out, I'm sure the setup is completely different than what you would play normally.
Well, that's a good question. Yeah, normally I would just say, yeah, you're exactly right, Danielle. But remember, this is the first time you're not going to have a normal build out. So it's actually going to look like the Colonial that he plays. I remember going to a golf course, you know, as a professional, when I first turned pro, you'd go to all these venues and they just look so huge. You know, big stands around the 18th and the first hole. And there's a great golf course in the Sandbelt called Metropolitan. And I remember as a kid playing there a few times in the what was called the Victorian Open in those days. It was a big event. They used to get a lot of players that would come down there and play. And then a friend of mine, Mike Clayton, who is now a course designer, that was his course. And we had a week off, and he said, let's go down and play Metro. So I'm like, I'm imagining this great golf course that I've seen so many times and had the pleasure of playing in a tournament there. And so we just went out and played. I didn't recognize the golf course. I recognize the holes, obviously, but, you know, I'm used to seeing a stand there, something to aim at. So for Ryan Palmer, when he plays Colonial with his friends, I mean, he sees this golf course, he, you know, just stands up on the first tee and off he goes. And then when he plays Colonial, there's all the big build-out, the stands that are put around and, you know, the par three on the back nine, what is that, 13, 14 across the lake there. You know, you see that built out with all the stands. That won't be there this year. There's no need. So he'll see a golf course that looks extremely similar to the one he plays, you know, week in, week out.
Good for Ryan. Now for Jordan Spieth coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen anything. Have you, has there any video of him around that you have been studying, anything out there?
No. I feel sorry for him. We've talked about him before. He was eerily close to having one of the greatest seasons in golf. And sadly, he's being critiqued to that level every single week since, which is totally unfair. It's a bit like what Tiger Woods has had to go through with his career. And Jordan, as you and I both know, I don't want to use the word kid, he's a great young man, super talented, already won more than enough to stop playing should he choose, but he wants to compete. And this game, from our point of view, is ruthless. Because there's someone to critique everything. You know, we don't write, you know, glowing great stories about these players anymore. We, as soon as one plays bad, we just write how bad they are, their swing's wrong, sack their coach, sack their caddy, get the ball, all of those type of things.
Yes.
And that's pretty much what happens now, right? So, and he suffered from that, and yet all he's trying to do is get better. He knew that if he stood still, then people go past you. So he had a great year, more than one great year, great three or four straight out of the gate, and never really took a step backwards. And now he's taken a bit of a beat, and all he gets is criticism. In a career, there's going to be plenty of ups and downs. Every player can tell you that. So, yeah, he's going through a trough. How he gets through this is going to determine, obviously, how great he is at the end of his career. But you know, Rory, for example, still hasn't won a major championship since 2014, but he's more than bounced back after injuries. Jordan's had the same thing, still got youth on his side. It's good to watch. It's good to watch somebody trying to get back. And I think once he starts to turn it around, the questions become more positive. People start talking about his good golf, and then all of a sudden it just seems, you know, like off to the races.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for something positive to happen and then build on that for him. Yeah. He's too good.
Yeah, he is. It seems like his putter's coming back, his driver, but his irons, at least that was what seemed to be the last time I saw him. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what's happened, what he's done to adjust in the off season. So, you know, we've got Bubba Watson, we've got Justin Rose, we've got this major field. But who isn't there? Tiger Woods. What do you think?
At this stage.
Beg your pardon?
Well, at this stage.
Yes.
At this stage. Remember, he is up until the Friday the week before, and you know, there's a rumor that we're actually going to see him earlier rather than later on the schedule because he looked very good in the match. So the fact that he hasn't said he's not playing means he could. You know, like normally the last year or so, he's come out fairly early and said, you know, I'm entering, you know, in a month's time. Like I said, I'm not going to say he's going to play Colonial, but he's still yet to say he's not. So you know, some guys think we might actually see him in the field in those first couple of weeks.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. And it's nice to be able to wait until the last possible minute.
Hello.
So that you can absolutely know that you are okay and ready to go.
Hello.
Oh, we've lost you. Oh, dear. Frank Nobilo, are you there? I've lost Frank Nobilo, golf analyst, CBS Sports. We've been talking with him. We're just wrapping up on Tiger. Frank, are you still there? Okay, we seem to have lost Frank. We're going to try to bring Frank back on. There's just so much going on. All eyes on golf, of course, as you know, because the entire sports world is just really kind of keeping an eye on what is happening with the golf aspect of how things are going and how live sports, so other sports are watching and keeping an eye on everything. And they're kind of looking at what happens with golf, with the no fans. And so we're talking with Frank Nobilo. I think we have him back, golf analyst, CBS Sports. We were just saying, you know, Tiger still hasn't, he's still, and it's great that he's got this until the last minute. He can actually decide, yes, my body's ready. I'm really anxious to get out there. Unfortunately, the John Deere Classic has had to cancel. And that's what I love about the PGA Tour's reopening documents, saying very clearly that the community that the tour is moving in on will have the last word. And the word is no go at John Deere. Are you there, Frank?
Yeah, it is. Yes, I am. Sorry about that. I don't know. I think I just got taken off the universe there for a little while. It's tough, and that's, you know, the dose of reality. You know, we can't deny what's going on. Unemployment, what is happening to so many people. It's not just, hey, great, we're playing golf again. You know, we have to be cognizant of that in the areas that are really hard hit. You know, I'm hoping, and I'm sure we're going to see it, that the tour, because you know how good they are in those charitable directions, will actually do something that will surprise us all, especially when we get back into these first 4 weeks that are fanless, because that's where I think the tour has a huge advantage over all the other sports. You know, they've given back into the communities for so many years. So we know not all the communities are up and running. So it would be rude to even try and push that way, but we can't ignore them. And the John Deere, oddly enough, you mentioned Jordan Spieth just before I got cut off the air. That's where he got his first win. So, you know, for a lot of guys, you know, Zach Johnson was always a stalwart for the John Deere. And it's been a big part of the tour for a long period of time. So while they might not be on the schedule now, they will not be forgotten.
No, and it would be great because it's the volunteers that make a tournament happen, the volunteers from the community. The ticket sales goes back into anything generated is going back to the charities that have, for the most part, generated all those volunteers. And it would be great if the PGA Tour stepped up and said, you know what, we're going to give you what you made last year. That would be fabulous.
Yeah, I wouldn't discount something along those lines. Like I said, we're very community-based. I mean, some places get about 2,000 volunteers, even more so, to run the event. And a lot of those, they pay, as you and I know, they pay for their own shirt. They buy their own tickets to get in. I'm not quite sure what the deal is right now, but you know, they give so much time, and they get the odd bit of abuse or get out of the way from the players. I know I was guilty of that as well. You know, they make the sport viable. So just because this year we're not going there doesn't mean we forget the volunteers there or any other week.
One final question. I was watching Morning Drive this morning. It's on Golf Channel, and all eyes, of course, are on golf and to see how things go. And there was a sports, it was a golf racing and talking about gaming and betting, right? So the horses are racing and you can get out there and you can place your bets now. Don't forget, you can come and place your bets. And I thought, wow, this would be the perfect time. I bet there are a lot of people not only hungry for sports, but hungry for the action. And I know the PGA Tour is getting close to, like, you know, the gaming. It's happening, isn't it, in some places?
Yeah, it certainly is. You know, I just hope that they feed themselves first with regard to hunger, as opposed to go and bet. But yes. I still see some issues with that. A lot of other sports. It's one way to get money in the sport too, but it does. You know, there's a side to it that has to be protected. You know, we have so many balls in the air at once. You know, live. I don't know, inside information. You know, I got to be the first to say. You know, I'm not exactly, you know, hung up with, you know, how successful that's going to be. But I realize, you know, we're in the 21st century. You have to appeal to what most want. And I agree a majority of people do want that. But, you know, I still think golf's a great game. I love the purity of it and the honesty of it. It's not, you know, not everybody always abides to that code. I understand that. But I think the closer we can keep to that, then the better it is. People will bet on anything. You imagine that? Hey, you know, 12 feet, they're going to be on the computer, the make rates of that, that's going to help set the odds. You know, Vegas is going to have a field day with a gun.
No, but yeah. I do see exactly what you're saying about the inside information, and that makes me nervous as well. Frank Novello, golf analyst, CBS Sports. How many events do you have to cover for the next, let's say, 2 months?
Well, I'll go beyond the next 2 months. CBS has 11 in a row, so more than happy to do it too. It's part of our life, you know. Whether you're an announcer, a player, a viewer, it's golf been in my DNA since I've been a teenager. So, I've enjoyed my time at home. Don't get me wrong, but everything I've got, golf's given me. So I've got an obligation to get out there and try and do my part, too, when we're up, back, and running.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. And the testing process and keeping everybody safe, the PGA Tour has done a mighty fine job. Love to have it done in all the communities the same way they're doing it in the community that's known as the circus going on the road. Frank Nobolo, golf analyst, CBS Sports, thank you for being on the show.
As always, Danielle, take care. Thank you.
Aloha. Going to come back. Suti Nitticorn, PGA head golf professional. He's having a reunion at Ka'anabali Golf Course, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Of course, it's being done virtually. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Let's bring him right in. Sutie Nitticorn, PGA head professional at Ka'anapali Golf Courses, the Royal Course. Robert Trent Jones, Sr. designed the Royal Course. Welcome in, Sutie.
Aloha. How are you today, Danielle?
Excellent. It's a fabulous day. It's going to be on the hot side. We're going to put your sunscreen on when you're out playing a game. It's a lot of fun happening. Of course, we've got the virtual Women's Golf Day going on. And one of the things, because of the pandemic, we've switched Women's Golf Day over to September, hopefully, provisionally. On the 2nd, June 2nd, it's all going to be online. It's the it kind of the Unites Challenge, and it's a lot of fun. Annika Sorenstam, Jack Nicklaus, Barbara Nicklaus, all have been very supportive. And you make a video, for instance, of you catching a golf ball, say your name, where you're from, and something positive about having to stay home. And then toss the ball off the screen to a next person who will then picks it up when you're finished, and just tag it Women's Golf Day, and you can upload it and it'll become a part of it, you know, or you can make a video of you or the people in your home practicing, all of these different things. And plus there's the charity auction component. That's a whole lot of fun, and you can just, it all helps Doctors Without Borders. So I know that you folks at Ka'anapali have one of the best golf days, women's golf days, I think, that anybody puts on. How many women do you usually have come together?
We have a lot of fun with it, and we try to get a different creative event each time. And, you know, we have, you know, as many, we invite all the women out on Maui to play, and they typically, it ranges from, you know, anywhere from 50 to 70 to 100. You know, our last event that we had last year was, we had 100 ladies here to just hanging out. And, you know, it was awesome. Such energy, you know, when everybody gets together and then, you know, the message is spread and everybody has fun with it.
Yeah. And you create food, you know, the chefs from Ka'anapali Resort come in, and then there's the beverages, and then there's a fashion show, and the ladies leave with swag bags.
Yeah.
And there's lessons, you know, you just go all full tilt boogie is what we used to say.
Full tilt boogie. I like that description. I mean, that describes it perfectly, right? We try to do things that are fun, and, you know, golf is fun. Of course it is. But there's things that other people like as well. So we try to create interaction. You know, we had a chef's demo one time. We had, like you said, the fashion show. And last year we tried our own version of a Top Golf event where we had music and, you know, even a live band that came on board. And it was something, you know, pretty spectacular. And then, of course, as this year goes on, we have our own sets of challenges, but it's so important to keep the energy going and, you know, to be mindful of the current situation, but to really appreciate and celebrate women's golf. And we're very happy to be a part of it this year and do something virtually online here that is that's going to be a lot of fun as well.
Yeah, and speaking of fun, you were the home of Big Break Ka'anapali, and you're having a reunion today?
Yeah, so that is...
Okay, we're losing you. Let's see. Testing 1, 2. Are you still there, Sutie Nitticorn? Let's pick up the phone, see if he's still there, and then we can go and maybe he'll be there. And we'll just check that out. Tomorrow, we've got a lot of things going on, of course. But right now, Facebook Live, you can tune in Facebook Live with the ladies of Big Break Ka'anapali. It'll be at 10 o'clock our time. So shortly after Suti Nidakorn, PGA head golf professional at Ka'anapali Golf Courses, is off the air, he's going to get ready for this. The 11 of the 12 contestants are getting together, and it's like we do nowadays. It's going to be all via Zoom, and we're going to just have a really good time as they get together. So, Suti, you've got 11 of the 12 contestants getting back together?
Yeah. Hi, back again. I think we have 12 of them confirmed.
Oh. So,
Sorry, I missed a little bit of what you might have described. We had that was probably some of the most fun we've had, was reaching out to the ladies, because the show was filmed 12 years ago, was aired in 2008, and we reached out to each of the contestants and to reconnect and find out where they all are today. And all of them are doing excellent. They're doing well, and they're super excited. We're going to get on a Facebook Live today on the Ka'anapali Golf account. So if anybody wants to check that out, they can check that out live and tune in and see what each of the ladies are doing today. We're going to relive some of the memories from back on the show. And it's going to be a fun time. You know, we're going to have, hopefully all 12 of them on the Facebook Live.
And that's great. I think it's even better. I thought it was Zoom, but this is better. This is on Facebook Live. Ladies of Big Break Ka'anapali. It starts at 10 o'clock Hawaii time?
10 o'clock Hawaii time.
Okay.
4 p.m. Eastern if other people are listening from around the way.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's listening from around the way. And you can ask questions. And so this is all happening. This is Ka'anapali Golf Courses, the Royal and the Kai course. And I'm not sure, do you guys still call it the Royal and the Kai, or am I in some other world?
No, you're awesome, Danielle. It's still the Royal and the Kai, still two fantastic courses. Robert Trent Jones Sr. designed for the Royal course. And, it's so such a positive thing to be back open for golf. And we have golfers who are out there right now enjoying the day. Under our new guidelines, and most of, if not all of, Hawaii is open for golf right now, just wading the waters through these new times.
So just be sure that if you're going to go play at Ka'anapali, you've got to call and make a tee time.
Yeah, everything works very similar to the way it used to. You call and make a tee time, and reservationists will let you know of any of the new guidelines that are going on, where things are spaced out, tee times are spaced out a little more, everything's all sanitized, including golf carts, and out on the golf course, there's just some things to be mindful of with, flags will stay in, and there's just anything that is, we try to keep it contactless. Anything that you keep contact with are things that, equipment that's your own, like your golf clubs and such. So, yeah, everybody's out there playing, and it is, I tell you what, it warms my heart to see the smiles of people who are coming out and getting some exercise, some fresh air, they are more than happy to be out here to enjoy their day.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. And I thank you for taking your time out of your day before getting everything hooked up for your Facebook Live. And the account on Facebook is Ka'anapali Golf.
Ka'anapali Golf at 10 a.m. You can tune in from anywhere, 10 a.m. Hawaii time and 4 p.m. Eastern time. So just in a couple hours here, we're going to tune in. All the ladies from Big Break Ka'anapali are going to hop on, and we're going to relive some moments from back on the show. And then after that, they're going to give some updates on where they are now. Some of them are still playing professional golf. Some of them are teaching, and some of them moved on to some really exciting careers. They're really well noticed, and they've got, for example, Christina Lacure has gotten a chance to be on a couple other shows since, And now she is a confidence coach and doing some really cool things. So, yeah, tune in to check all that out. There's going to be a few different stories to be had in a couple hours.
It's great. Sutina Tekorin, PGA, head golf professional on the Putley Golf Courses, the Royal and the Kai. Thanks for being on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you, as always.
Aloha. We're going to come back. We are going to, again, you know, work with the Chef's Garden. And like the Chef's Garden, with the restaurants closed, the hotels closed, many of our gardens here in Hawaii are producing a lot of produce, but not that many places to take it to. Their clients are not there. Now, the restaurants are opening this coming week, but probably it'll be a slower process to get everything back in order. So if you are looking for fresh produce, OahuFresh.com. You can order for pickup your local fruits and veggies. That's OahuFresh.com. Another one is Farm to Car. All right. Hawaii Farm Bureau has put that together. Just go to hfbt.org. FarmLink Hawaii. FarmLinkHawaii.com. They'll help you get the fresh produce you want. Oh, you're looking for some beef? Some local beef, some local pork. They've got some beautiful, beautiful creatures. And that's Kualoa Ranch, okay? And they've also got produce. So beef, pork, and produce at Kualoa Ranch. You give them a call and talk to them about what you need and how to get it. That goes for all. OahuFresh.com, Farm to Car is Hawaii Farm Bureau, HFBT.org. FarmLink Hawaii is FarmLinkHawaii.com, and just give Kualoa Ranch a call. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction. Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Diana DeLucia, you know, she founded and she's editor-in-chief and publisher of Golf Kitchen, a lifestyle semi-annual magazine. She also creates beautiful coffee table books, and they celebrate the private country club chefs. These chefs make the most delicious recipes. And in this particular case, she created an initiative to help one of the most famous produce farms in the world, the Chef's Garden. Of course, they, without many places open, had a lot of things growing and didn't have quite the orders coming in to, you know, take care of all the stuff that was growing. What are you going to do with all that beautiful produce? So she created Swing Into Action for Chef's Garden. And the people who have responded are some of the most famous country clubs in the world in Hawaii, on the mainland, on the East Coast in particular. And one of them is Addison Reserve and their executive chef, Peter Zuhl. Welcome into the clubhouse, Peter.
Hi, how are you doing?
Really good. Thank you very much. I want to say hi, Diana.
Hi, how are you all today?
Really good, Diana. When you thought about this, give us some of your thoughts on your inspiration to do this.
Well, I'd known Farmer Lee for about 15, 16 years, and I know the history. He's survived 3 decades, 2 recessions. But this one's a little tricky because in this particular instance, his complete market is pretty much 80% closed. Maybe they're starting to open again now, but we didn't know how long that was going to last for. So my idea was maybe the golf club's membership would love to receive Michelin star quality product to their door. And that's where the idea came from.
It's perfect. And I'm thrilled to be able to share it with my audience. Peter Zuhl, executive chef, Addison Reserve Country Club. Peter, after working in a restaurant while on a law track in college, found himself attracted to the excitement, pressure, and creativity of the kitchen. How did you find yourself attracted to it? How did you get exposed to it?
I was in college, and, you know, I thought I wanted to get a law degree and be in politics and do all these things, and I just had a job in a restaurant, you know, just to make money, and really fell in love with it. And the more I worked in restaurants, and it's just the fast paced, everything about it. And so, you know, I was kind of scared to tell my dad that I didn't want to go to college anymore, but I kind of made up my mind. So that summer, you know, I approached him and said, "Hey, Dad, I want to be a chef. I want to work in restaurants. This is what I want to do." And surprised me, and he said, "Hey, great. I'm glad you figured it out. Go for it."
Wow, that is awesome. But, I mean, you went to the most renowned college that a chef could go to when you went to Paris, Le Cordon Bleu, a culinary program. That must have been amazing.
Yes, that was super, super over the top. What an experience and a great chance that I got and seized upon to get to study in Paris. And not just the school and things, but just to be immersed in that culture and the kind of food-centric ideas that they had. I got a lot out of it. Culture-wise and, cooking skills-wise.
Do you find that you, what is your influence? Is it French? What do you find yourself attracted to creating?
Oh, you know, I'm kind of all over the place these days. I was born and raised in the Deep South in South Carolina. My parents are from New York, so they always didn't have deep Southern food. My neighbors that I used to get to go to their house always had a big garden in their yard and made really deep South stuff. So I always thought that was really cool. Then I have, you know, my classic training in France. And I like to eat just about everything there is, all different, you know, cultures and cuisines that are out there. So I guess I would say the things that I make with a definite French technique involved. But just across the board with what I like to do. When given a chance, I do like to do a lot of Southern, Deep South things that kind of a modern take on them with like French technique.
It's awesome. Okay. So there's a twist here, folks. Most of our menus, our recipes have been inspired, you know, mostly plant-based. But this week we've added a little protein, traditional protein. But we have these 3 fabulous recipes that executive chef at Addison Reserve Country Club, Peter Zuhl, has created. The avocado toast is the perfect example of something that is plant-based. But then there's the asparagus-stuffed salmon with glazed radish, grilled squashes with wilted mixed lettuces and black pepper and herb ricotta. I mean, that stuffed salmon looks amazing. And I don't even eat meat. The herb roasted chicken with orange honey yogurt, roasted carrots and turnips, kohlrabi and pistachio salad and za'atar. Wow. These are beautiful. And you see, don't be intimidated. When you buy a box from Chef's Garden, not only do you get all the fresh, it's just, you know, it's ready to pick off the vine. It is picked off the vine. It is then put in the box and it is shipped to you. You get everything you need for the recipe you choose, and you get a little bit of extra, and then you're ready to make this. Now, what I've the instructions that come along with making all these things are so easy to read, and they're not intimidating at all. Every step, it's the make the orange honey yogurt, what you need. You make the roasted carrots and turnips, what you need, how to do it. Everything is in the box, so you'll know exactly what you're doing, and you'll create with the plating instructions. You can then present, not just create, but present this fabulous meal that you've gotten, and you're supporting the Chef's Garden and helping with their extra produce that keeps growing. That's the problem. It just keeps growing, and you need to find a home for it. You know, of course, the avocado toast was just amazing with, and and of course you get the avocado naturally, right? And then you use your favorite baguette, of course, and then there's some eggs that are, but then there's the mustard flowers. Now, this is one thing that I never knew, Chef Zuhl. I never knew that flowers could be used in recipes. I hadn't had edible flowers. So are your mustard flowers edible?
Oh, sure, very much so. I mean, there's, as with any crop and vegetables, they all flower to reproduce and, you know, often discarded, and people don't know. But not only are they beautiful and add a nice look to the plate, but also very edible, and they oftentimes mirror the flavors of the crop that they're from. So, like, for the mustard flowers, you know, mustard greens are a little bit spicy. So these aren't quite so much, but, that you know, they have that definite hint. There, and again, a beautiful bright yellow, and they go so great with a dish. And again, there was herb flowers in the box, and some basil and shiso and things like that taste just like what you would expect them to taste like, and you can definitely use those in your recipes.
Okay, so you can do a little bit, and then there's at the end of this particular, the avocado toast, at the end there's the chef's note: for a spicy zing, add a bit of crushed red pepper; for an Asian twist, season with furitake. What a great idea, right? I mean, we love furitake. The asparagus stuffed salmon with the glazed radish. That is really something. Now, how do you stuff a salmon with asparagus?
Well, what I was going for with all of these recipes, and what I like to do when I'm doing cooking demonstrations, is kind of demystify what looks complicated and sounds kind of crazy on paper. But when you get down to it, it's pretty simple, and the presentation there is a lot. Included is information. It's a link to a video that we made that has the entire cooking demonstration, so it's even easier there to follow along. You can follow along in your kitchen with your tablet. But to stuff the salmon, really, I'll show in the video, I took a knife and cut a slit through the salmon. I had my blanched asparagus. I measured it to the length that I needed to have, and just slid them right in. Then you cook the salmon just how you regularly would. And then to get that presentation at the end, you just cut it in half, and you can see that stuffing. It's really an old-school concept. I definitely didn't make that one up. But, it looks really cool. You can impress your husband, wife, family members, neighbors, whoever you have over the house, and they think that you've been toiling away in the kitchen for hours and hours, and it's actually super simple.
And it's beautiful. Now, the video that Chef Zuhl is talking about, it literally starts with receiving the box. So, you know, it opens up, I've got this box, and then he takes you from there to all these different wonderful recipes. The herb roasted chicken with orange honey yogurt, roasted carrots, turnips, kohlrabi, pistachio salad, and za'atar, the avocado toast, the asparagus stuffed salmon with glazed radish, grilled squashes, wilted mixed lettuces, and the black pepper and herb ricotta. It's just beautiful. Your golf course is at Addison Reserve Country Club, pretty amazing. I love these designs because Arthur Hills was way before his time. There are 3 9 holes. So beautiful 27 holes. And one of the reviews said, played here a few times, well maintained, one of the poshest clubs I've ever been to. Arthur Hills designed the LPGA International, Belmont Country Club, Trump National, 200 more. I really like this. The three are trepidation, redemption, and salvation.
Yeah, great names, right?
Yes, as we all step on the tee going, I'm having some trepidation about this moment. Then you get to the redemption part. I'm feeling much better about myself. And then the next one is salvation. That is awesome. Well-groomed fairways, and the greens keep the beautiful Addison Reserve Country Club. Difficult yet friendly. The staff can offer tips and tricks for playing your best round. Addison Reserve is a terrific choice for your regular rounds of golf or a new destination for you and friends when visiting. Really a gorgeous country club. Fabulous, fabulous recipes that you've made. Very nice meeting you, Chef, Executive Chef Peter Zuhl.
Thank you so much. It's very nice to get to speak with you today.
Thank you. And Diana, thank you so much for coming up with this initiative and introducing us to so many wonderful people and taking us on a journey, a culinary journey.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes. Now, you can find everything at chefs-garden.com. chefs-garden.com. Got that? Okay, then you go to that homepage and you scroll down and it says swing into action. And then you can see all of the recipes and you'll see Peter Zuhl's there on the far right. He's there and everybody's in there. So you just check them all out. Call, click, order a box and have a great time. It's going to be wonderful. Thank you for being on the show. Aloha.
Uh-huh.
We're going to come back. We've got a wonderful woman who's got some really great plans. She is Adaptive Golfers. This is so that, you know, kids, Gianna Rojas was born with no fingers on one hand. Has that stopped her from playing golf and being a mover and shaker in the golf world? Not at all. We'll be back with her right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
Okay, I've got something really cool to give you, okay? Yes, it's a prize, and you get to win. And all you need, you just have to call a number, and it's a really easy number to remember. It's 808-545-1111. 808-545-1111. And we want to give you Virtual Golf Academy, a full year access to Virtual Golf Academy, created by Claude Brousseau. You will absolutely love this. Okay, it goes with you everywhere. And it's got so many different clips, different, and then new ones come in. You'll really, and the way Claude explains things and shows you, he's demonstrating, it's like you've got your own coach with you on the golf course. Okay, don't take too much time with your friends. You don't want to do that. But if you're practicing, let's say you go out on a round, you're just a practice round. And as you're looking, you can let people play through. You decide, you know what, I want to really study this and see. And you can pull up and say, oh, okay, it's a $89.99 value, $80.99. That's how much it costs for a year subscription. But you can have it. Just be the ninth caller, 808-545-1111.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction. The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
We are KPUA Hilo, K-O-R-L-Y-N-I, Honolulu, K-O-N-I, Lanai City, K-T-O-H, Kalaheo. And now, Jana Rojas, one-handed lady golfer, founder of Adapted Golfers, world-ranked adaptive athlete, and I love, she has from JFK, one person can make a difference. Everyone should try. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jana.
Hi, and thank you for having me, Danielle. Aloha.
Aloha. So, no obstacles too daunting to tackle. Having been born without fingers on her left hand, Jana is known worldwide as the one-handed lady golfer. She strives to bring attention to golfing success stories, people with physical, cognitive, sensory, health, age-related challenges. She doesn't like the word disabled. We are all able, just differently abled. But you have a joke about your handicap, and what is that?
Yeah, that's it. I don't, well, I actually have to change it, but the original one was, I don't keep a handicap. I wait a minute, now I got it mixed up. I don't keep a handicap, I have one.
Right. But
now I keep a handicap because I'm world ranking, so it has to be switched to say now I keep a handicap because I don't have one.
Because I don't have one. I love it. So you have a couple of things that you're working on. I love your Children with Challenges clinics and programs held throughout the year. Give the gift of self-confidence, self-esteem, dignity, and inclusion. Golf does that.
Yeah. Like no other sport, golf does that. As we all, as golfers, know that, you know, it's not always a friendly game. It depends on how hard we are on ourselves. there's no linebacker that's going to tackle you if you have a bad tee shot, although your friends might, but, golf is really an individual activity, and the ball in the hole, don't care if you roll it with your nose or even if it gets there or how it gets there. So we have a program, a couple of different programs, but initially we are started off to have, a central program for all ages, all different abilities. And we're now starting to put together these campaigns where we can really inspire more women and girls and children who have disabilities to use golf as that conduit, to not question themselves and their abilities with a can I. Because if I say can I, I'm going to come back with a no because I have two knee replacements, a bad back, and one hand. It's really more to help them change their mindset into how can I, questioning themselves, how can I afford that trial and error that you normally would have if you've gotten back the answer no in your head, you don't even afford yourself the opportunity to try. So we're just really using golf as the conduit But really, it's that independence of your own emotional self. If I had known back in the day when I was getting picked on and bullied, my dad was in the Navy. We moved all the time. So I was constantly the new kid, much less the new kid that was different in an era that wasn't so accepting of it. I would have turned around and said, not today, bully. I got to go play golf. And if I can empower some more children, young girl, it's already tough enough to be 13 and a girl, much less a girl that's different. And it's just life lessons that go way beyond the golf.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. You also have veterans and first responder programs. And I think, yes. You know, right now, that's huge, helping veterans get out of bed and out of their heads with mm-hmm. clinics twice a month. I mean, getting out of your head is probably the most important thing you can do. If you find yourself dwelling, not talking, having all these things, you're talking to yourself, actually. You're in your own head talking to yourself and not getting out and not, you know, once you start talking about what's going on inside you, it gets so much easier to cope. It's not easy, but it's easier than being alone inside with everything that's going on inside of you. So veterans and first responders, it's not easy having clinics right now. Are you doing them via Zoom or how are you doing this?
Well, at this point right now, due to the demographic and the population that we do invite to our clinics, we have, in best interest of all, decided to put these on hold. It may be until we see what's going on with the fall, but in replacement, I've taken this time to put together a program, which will be an online program that's launching. It's pilot on June 22nd. It is a teaching program for teachers, golf coaches, for physical and rehabilitative specialists, and additionally also for golf course owners, management. This is a demographic, a population that, as of the last census, was just in the U.S. alone 57 million. So I'm kind of curious to see what this new census is going to bring out. But out of that 57 million, those are people with all different types of challenges. The University of Clemson and Indiana both did a study and said came down to numbers where it was about 35% of that 57 million is a population that would like to get back to. There's people who have illness and injuries that, you know, as a golfer, that's your identity. And to take that away from you via a challenge with a stroke or an amputation or an illness or an arthritis, something we all, as we age, have to deal with. So there is this whole other way of playing golf. More than play, there's also this therapeutic activity of it and the benefits that socially, theologically, and physical, the way that golf can benefit you as an individual.
Yeah, there are some really wonderful programs that Steve Greiner, for instance, he created, of course, his Wounded Warrior program that isn't called that, but it's about wounded warriors who came out of Walter Reed and up to Belvoir Golf Course. And I was able to participate in one. And the camaraderie of people yeah. getting together with similar circumstances, not the same, but similar, so that they could recognize in each other when maybe somebody actually needed to walk away for a minute and then came back with nobody asking any questions. It's that kind of inclusiveness that comes with being able to get together with people
like-minded people. Well, that's why I mentioned earlier is that, you know, golfer is an identity. It is just something that kind of, I don't want to say becomes your sole identity, but it's what you most resonate with. You dress like it. Golfers meet each other for the first time, maybe outside of it, and it's always a rapport builder. When you have different segment groups, that's like the veterans and first responders, there's a level of respect already just for the fact that you were there. So you've already got rapport before you even touch a golf club or even talk about golf.
Yeah.
So, again, golf is just that conduit. And I was talking with Charlie Reimer last year at the World Amateurs down here in Myrtle Beach. And the first thing he said to me was golf can really soothe the soul and help get you guys and gals back into some sort of a lifestyle. We have a lot that are shut-ins. And if you're in the situation where you have a friend or a loved one or someone you know, you've experienced what they go through, and they're constantly looking for threat, and they'll stay indoors. And there's one thing that I have with this one gentleman. He's a young sergeant marine that is now paralyzed and in a wheelchair, young. And he says golf gets him out. Otherwise, he sits in his home. His rooms are painted kind of dark, and he's got 6 cameras around each corner of his house, and he knows if a bug moves. How do we get him out of their head? How do we get him out of there? So if it's something to do with golf, we can usually convince him to get up and get out. If not, we'll just all pile in the van and go get him.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
That's why I said, you know, golf is so much more than just the leisure game and the sport that most people associate it with. There's a deep down sense of accomplishment. If you didn't think you can roll a ball or you think you can never play golf again, and you can get matched with the right teaching professional, which is where the grassroots starts, and then finding the right resources as far as the right kinds of clubs. Say you have had a stroke, you're a golfer, you had a game, you have to let go of your old way and maybe your old equipment and clear the mechanism and just find a new way. You won't be able to play your old way, but you have to. So that's something that people have a lot of problem with.
Yeah, of course.
So helping them get past that, golf is just a conduit. Then it opens up to everything.
Beautiful.
So now instead of me wanting to go climb a mountain, I don't say, can I? I say, well, how am I going to do that? Because then I decide I'm going to do it, and I trial and error until I get the outcome.
So this,
that's what we're using the golf to teach.
And June 22nd is the summer.
June 22nd is the launch for the pilot for our online 10-week training program. It's going to encompass, each week we'll cover a different characteristic of someone who either wants to be or is a golfer and has different types of challenges. We talk about best practices. We talk about the equipment. We talk about different swing plane. So we're really trying to spread those grassroots seeds and get more teaching professionals, but also the physical and rehabilitative specialists that can use this also as a way to get the body moving, even if it's small movement. And it's fun, and it's a way to have fun and get out there with everybody else and enjoy your life, improve the quality of your life that way.
June 22nd, the summer pilot and registration launch. It's Adaptive Golfers, a new campaign, online classes, and this is for anyone who would like to start teaching. Tell us more.
The course is really designed for anyone. Whether you're a golf professional or not, whether you're a golf teacher or not, whether you're a physical therapist or rehabilitative specialist, we also are looking at the support people, family members. What we'll do is we will actually have people that come with a support person, and we work with a support person to work with the individual. because the individual is going to be spending most of their time with that support person. And
right.
if that person can enable them, if we can enable that person to take that practice away from the clinic itself and continue to do it, that's just going to build strength. So it's really a course for anyone who has people in their lives that they would like to make an impact on. And really, it's also a transformation for those taking the course. Because once, if you've never been exposed to this, and once you are seeing what people are capable of, whether it's golf or anything else, this is also going to help with your transformation of yourself, saying that, you know what, I want to make an impact. I want to make an impact on my community. I want to make an impact while I'm here on this good earth. the feel-good that comes from this, I can't even explain. I can't tell you how many times I'm hugging and crying with people and when they overcome and when they have that moment of magic. And their family members witness it.
It's beautiful.
It's just something that it will definitely improve the quality of your life as well as the individuals you're teaching and working with.
Gianna Rojas, one-handed lady golfer and founder of Adaptive Golfers. You can find everything at adaptivegolfers.com. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Actually, I'm going to just add it's a .org. Oh. The .com will point to it, too.
Okay.
It's a .org. And we'll have everything up on our event page. June 2nd, we are going to be participating also in Women's Golf Day. As we introduce Adaptive Golf HERS, H-E-R-S, to really kind of campaign and reach out to girls and women all over the world who have this, that, or the other, and inspire them to get out there and get out there and knock me off this world ranking list. I have no business out there. I'm a 58-year-old golfing grandma with two knee replacements, a bad back, and one hand. My job is to get knocked off that list. It's just because I showed up and there's not enough women and girls pushing that initiative. And that is actually something from the USGA and the RNA. So it's an official world ranking.
It's wonderful. AdaptiveGolfers.org. That's where you go. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much, Danielle. And be well and safe to all.
Thank you. Aloha. Got to come back. We're going to go to Scotland right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
Aloha Power Equipment, by the way, has what you need at their Waipahu and Sand Island stores. You need a Honda EU2200 generator for $999, and you get an extended warranty for only $99. That's a deal. The best deal. on a Honda EU 2200, plus everything you need in the store that needs to be, just weed it, whack it, mow it, and blow it. That's all at Aloha Power Equipment, your Honda Superstore. And we'd like to give you 1 year subscription to Virtual Golf Academy. It's a $89.99 value. And all you have to do, we haven't gotten our ninth caller yet. It's 808-545-1111.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
And she's back with us because what we were talking about last week as a rumor and possibility is now actually happening. Welcome into the clubhouse, Global Golf Post, Lewin Mayer.
Hello, Danielle. Yes, it's quite exciting. So something's going to happen.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yes, it is brilliant. The European Tour is starting the last week in July. Tell us, there is all in the UK. There's the Betfred British Masters hosted by Lee Westwood. There's the English Open. There's the English Championship, the Celtic Championship, Wales Open, UK Championship. It seems like it's almost within driving distance.
Well, it is. I mean, Keith Pelly, the CEO, was saying that the UK players will never have an easier time of it with the traveling because nothing is more than 3 hours away from the next venue. So it's you know, and normally they're having to bounce around from one European country to another. So it's or even as far as China or the Middle East. So it's a very nice sort of stay at home program in which, okay, the prize money isn't great. They're getting $1 million a tournament. It'll be more in the Betfred, but you know, they're just going to be very, very glad to get back playing. That's what they want. And most of them have just been playing for fun in the last few weeks. They're missing their golf so much. And when I say playing for fun, they've either been hitting into a range, although in the last week or so in England, they've been allowed to play again, which is... I was speaking to Jamie Spence, who's one of our very good commentator, and he's a former winner of the European Masters, and he was saying he thinks it's taught everybody how much they love playing golf.
Yes. Now, didn't they open the courses for you in Scotland on the 28th?
Yes, we've had them open since Friday. The corporation courses aren't open yet because they've still got to do things to get, I suppose they're putting up portaloos and, you know, places where the starter can stand and be protected. So they're still taking precautionary measures, but the private courses are playing, yes.
Okay, so...
I tell you, I heard a very funny thing today. Somebody, you know, they got a sort of booking system at a lot of the private clubs, and somebody went online and booked himself 9 holes, rushed to get another 9 holes, and he couldn't get one until July.
Wow. Now that's demand. That's fantastic.
It is demand.
Yes. Now, you're going to have Europeans coming from around the continent. They're coming from the continent over to the UK to play. Will they have the 2-week quarantine?
Well, it seems as though they will. And they are, I mean, I know that they're on the phone to the government all the time to try and fix, you know, and in the hope that some of the arrangements will be made easier. And, you know, they can't, you know, they're not for sure, not sure yet how it's all going to work out. But, you know, it's all happening, and one way or another, it will be okay. If not, you know, it'll be behind closed doors, and I'm sure the continental players will all want to come over for it if they can, especially when they're getting such a good run of tournaments at the end of their, you know, say, 14-day quarantine period if that kicks in.
Yes, it would be, you know, 2 weeks, and then you've got... 6 tournaments to play in.
Yes,
it makes
that's
sense,
right, yes.
Right? And then take it from there.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. The Betfred British Masters hosted by Lee Westwood. What is Close House Golf Club like in Newcastle upon Lynn?
Well, I remember sort of going up and down a couple of hills that were quite memorable. But it's really, it's very nice. And I tell you, the last time I was there, was it last year or the year before, Lee Westwood was an excellent host. They all rather love doing the hosting business. They, you know, they really do.
Well, tell us, what does the host do?
The host, really, what does he do? Well, he's jolly pleasant and obliging where the press are concerned, for a start, and you get them doing all sorts of interviews, and they can't really refuse, so that's jolly nice for a kickoff. And then they will, you know, welcome players, and they'll be do special things for spectators. You know, they'll be probably hold clinics. It just works very well, and you feel as though the tournament, you know, it's nice to have a key figure in a tournament, I think. That's what people like, because they'll go away and they'll, you know, tell their friends, oh, I went to Westwood's tournament.
Yes.
You know, and it sounds rather so. Westwood's a jolly good friend of theirs, and it's just a nice boast to be able to make.
Yeah, I was just going through the list, too, and just reading all the places that it's going to Wales.
Yes.
Yeah. And so it's this is great. It's okay. We've got Marriott Forest of Arden. I just love the names. Okay, it's the Marriott Hanbury Manor. Okay,
Hanbury Manor. Yes.
The Celtic Manor Resort in the city of Newport, Wales, and then the Celtic Manor Resort is hosting again. So there's two. Is there two? Are the Wales Open and the Celtic Classic are in the same place?
Yes, they are. And, of course, that's where Colin Montgomery, he captained a winning Ryder Cup side there, you know, some years ago. I think, was it 2012? I'm not very good on remembering dates. But anyhow, it was a magnificent Ryder Cup there. And, gosh, it was exciting. It really was. And I think, you know, that'll be a lovely venue for a couple of tournaments. They're not going to be bored of that.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is, with these new venues, these start-up tournaments with the million-dollar purses, already two of those tournament venues have said to Keith Pelly, we want to have a slot in the calendar next year. So in other words, that's two extra tournaments for next year.
Fantastic. I mean, to know that not only are we playing on the European Tour, but that we're making friends that want to stay with the European Tour and go away all these rumors about no money.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they may, I doubt they've got a hell of a lot, but they, you know, they did do what the LPGA did some years ago in establishing a sort of tournament development fund. So they've had some money set aside, but not on a grand scale, but it was enough to have these tournaments. And at the moment, you know, the players, I mean, they may change their minds, of course, then after a few weeks, but at the moment, they're not worrying about the money. They just want to play.
Good. Oh, Lou Windmayer, thank you so much for bringing us up to date. The European Tour, we love watching, you know, in Hawaii when it's broadcast. Thanks for being on the show.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I got to thank the people who make this show possible. Oahu Extraction, when it floods, water, or worse, yes, you just call Oahu Extraction. Maybe that water didn't flood in, and it often happens. It trickles in from maybe the upstairs apartment has a leak. They don't know they have a leak, and the water stays. It causes mold, and Oahu Extraction, COVID-19 ready, can come into your home with their hydrometer. They can see what's going on inside the walls. They don't have to open them up. They can look and see and then let you know if there's something happened. So if there's something like that going on, or you've got burst water pipes or the heavy rains come in, call Oahu Extraction 330-621-2247. Aloha Power Equipment has what you need at their Waipahu and Sand Island stores. Get the Honda EU 2200 generator for $999. Get an extended warranty for only $99. What a deal. It's the best deal on a Honda EU 2200, plus everything you need to weed it, whack it, mow it, and blow it. And Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe, Hawaii's best value in golf, a double-deck driving range with top tracer at each station. And of course, everything is COVID-19. With the precautions in place, they've taken care of making sure that you are as safe as is possible, given the situation that we've got going on. There are fewer tea times. The social distancing is in place. Lots of cleaning, and the foam is in the hole, and you don't touch the flagstick. Just have a really, really good time. I spent a lot of time at Bayview, and you'll have a lot of fun there as well. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2020.